So if you're thinking about relocating to take a new job, you might do well to consider places like Seattle, Dallas, Portland, Oregon. But in this economy, you also need to think about cities where the job market is not so hot. Joel Kotkin writes the New Geographer column for Forbes magazine, and he has surveyed what he calls the sad sacks of the American economy, the worst cities to find a job. And Joel Kotkin joins us from member station KPCC in Pasadena, California. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
Okay, so I know some of these places, people there want to put their hands over their ears, but give us the worst places to look for a job and tell us why.
Well, I think you can basically take the state of Michigan and start there. Good parts of the state of Ohio, like Toledo, Ohio, is certainly not one of the better ones. Obviously, Detroit, Cleveland. On the other hand, there are some places that are towards the bottom of the list that have historically not been there. Orange County, California, for instance. Sacramento, California. Riverside, San Bernardino, California. And several places in Florida, West Palm Beach. Some of these places that are really nice places to live that you know, were 2-3 years ago with 3% unemployment and now have 17. In a sense, that's more of a story than saying, well, Michigan sucks, you know?
You know, Joe, one of the cities that strikes me there is Sacramento. I mean, usually government towns seem to be a little more recession-proof, but not the case with California's capital?
Yeah, Sacramento is a very interesting case. It really got hit by the housing problems, the huge bust. And Sacramento was always thought of as a kind of recession-proof community. And this is the first time I've seen it really slide down to towards the bottom of the list. California has everything going for it in terms of being able to have a revival. The problem has been we've had a very bad state government that, you know, obviously has enormous deficits. We have a very difficult regulatory regime, very high state income tax, which really discourages entrepreneurship. And we have a lot of infrastructure problems.
And I spent a lot of time, I've been traveling the country talking to people about the economy, and I'm sure these places don't want to hear that they're on your list, but they also seem to want to do something to get life better. I mean, what can they do to improve the job situation?
Well, one of the things that you could do, let's say in places like the Great Lakes and even in California, is you can certainly be more business friendly. And that does not mean subsidies. I don't think you're going to have a panacea like, you know, green jobs, which are kind of like the story we tell our children so they'll go to sleep. You know, fundamentally, you know, they really are going to have to do the blocking and tackling to get them to either start businesses or join new and growing businesses. I think that's really going to be the key way out.
Joel Kotkin writes the New Geographer column for Forbes magazine, and he joined us from member station KPCC in Pasadena, California. Joel, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There's also a link to his list of worst cities for jobs. Just go to our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.